Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Nerds and DJ Nerds and Mike.
Yes, sir. What up, man? It's your boy DJ Nothing Nice. What up, man? Nothing Nice Radio. We up in here, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. Another day. Almost Friday. Some people would say it's Throwback Thursday. You know what I'm saying? I like to call it Think About It Thursday sometimes myself. But it is what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice. Nothing Nice Radio. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now from all over the world. BNC Music Group, LNL Films, Logo Lives, Good Times. I see you out there. It's been a high day. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Full Sailors out there in Orlando, Florida. You know, fellow Full Sailors, going to Full Sail, you know, getting the education on. Yeah, I said the education on. But it is what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice got a special guest. Legendary JT Money will be on another Nothing Nice Radio show. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you stay locked in with that right there, because we're gonna do some things. You know, we're gonna be talking about a single, I Get Paid, and Grown Folks. Pretty two hot singles, man. Hot singles from the legend. So hold on to what you got. More shout outs. Shout out to mp3wax.com. mp3wax.com, your number one source for industry news, man. And we're about to get into that right about now. Make sure you go to mp3wax, man. Rated number one promotional service for all major and independent artists. So make sure you check that out. Of course, they always officially break records. You already know what it is, man. Send all your music to music industry contacts and DJs worldwide. I cannot talk today. It's just one of those days, I guess. I don't know what it is, but it is what it is. We'll keep on rolling. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice. Make sure you follow me also on Twitter, because I know sometimes I say it, sometimes I don't. Follow me on Twitter at DJ Nothing Nice, Instagram at DJ Nothing Nice, all over, man. DJ Nothing Nice, just Google me. I don't want to use that cliche, but hey, we gonna keep it like that. But let's get in more back into this industry news real quick. News: The Weeknd, Macklemore, ASAP Rocky, and more to attend the 2015 MTV VMAs. That should be pretty tight, pretty tight. Can't wait to go to that joint one day soon. Grinding, straight grinding. You already know what it is. Video: T.I., Young Thug, Offset. Talks about them and that movement right there. Video with Little Weezy, Lil Wayne, and Charlie Perth. Nothing but trouble. So also, you know, The Weeknd, Tell Your Friends, Taylor Swift, and also talks about Taylor Swift and Mary J. Blige performing live in the Los Angeles Staples Center. So that should be pretty dope, man. Y'all should check out the information, man, and get y'all stuff on there too. Artists, you know, make sure you go to mp3wax.com. And you can get your video up there. They got the video of Rico Love, happy birthday, doing his thing up there. Shout out to Rico Love, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing, brother. Of course, my man Mano, got that hot joint. Shout out to MPP Wax. You know, harder than them, harder than me, harder than you. You know what I'm saying? We harder than them, man. That's what it is, man. Shout out to Mano, man, on that joint, man. Shout out to MPP Wax and everybody doing their thing right there. So we're going to keep it rolling, man, with this Like I said, man, if you want all your information, your videos and everything, make sure you go to MP3Wax, man. Number one promotional service for major and independent artists. So, and they break the records, trust me, on there. And they shout out my man. You know what? I shout out to my man DJ Antoinette. You know what I'm saying? He got that hot single out there, man. It's just crazy. It's crazy. Man, I'm telling you, it's moving. I know y'all see us moving on the social media out there. I know we moving. Y'all see us. You know what I'm saying? MP3Wax. I know y'all see us. You know, I'm just saying. And the Good Times. Shout out to Good Times. Make sure if you want them, you know that. Listen, if you want me to sponsor your party, man, and I'm in the area, your area, Orlando specifically, you know, or Florida, period, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up, man, 704-448-3914. Get with my PR, man, Liz. Get up with Liz, you know what I'm saying, at L3C Promotions. Shout out to you. Shout out to, I don't know, Films over there, Miss Caramel over there. They get ready to film some things in our local area as far as for her show. She is coming out. We'll probably get her on another time to let her talk about that. Just a lot of things. Kida Boo, she got her new single out right now. Dropping her, doing her thing. Shout out to Team Nothing Nice. I got definitely shout out to Team Nothing Nice. You know, Big Al doing his thing. You know, in Orlando area, you'll be hearing a lot from him soon. Big Al and also of course Mr. Pills. Shout out to Mr. Pills doing his thing. To P.I., to the double L.I. Yeah, that's Mr. Pills. Y'all know what it is, man. But, yeah, just shout out to everybody, man, out here just grinding, man, doing their thing, doing what they got to do. You feel me? So it is what it is, man. Like, I'm going to say it like this. And I know I see JT Money checked in right there. I know that's you. Is that you, JT Money?
Yeah, it is, brother. What's happening?
Yeah, what's happening? What's happening? We're going to get you in a few seconds, my brother. So, like I was saying, man, if y'all really want to, I'm just trying to drop some jewels on them, JT, man. I'm trying to drop these jewels on them. So when they, you know, listen to, I'm going to say it like this. I'm the type of person, JT, bro. I'm going to say it like this. I'm the type of person that gives advice, right? You know what I'm saying? You give it, keep on giving it, keep on giving it. And then, you know, even when I get tired, I still keep on giving it. You know what I'm saying? And now, everybody right. I get on the phone on the interview, bro, I always be like, should I charge the people for the jewels or should I just keep on giving it? You know what I'm saying? Should I take the spiritual way or should I just be like, listen, it's 2015. I need that money. You know what I'm saying? You tell me as the veteran. You tell me. Should I do that, though, or what?
Well, I share what I have, man, and we're going to keep getting blessed. You know, let's not change our way of being to conform with them people, man. It's about this money, but we're going to get blessed, man, you know, because he gave it to us freely. Let's share, man. Now, you don't share your secrets. You don't give away all your secrets, but you give some good advice.
Wait, we haven't even gotten to the question. I just had to throw it out there because I knew you was waiting right there. I knew you was waiting. Right. But one more thing before we're going to talk about this, a couple more things. Out in the industry news, see? I know JP Williams going to jump in. I'm telling that's that bet, man. Don't mess with him. But hold on, wait before getting to it. Real quick, we're going to talk about this. yeah, bro, I had to stop you, bro. I had it because I know you're going to do it. Yeah, man. Definitely talk about my statement to this right now. I'm gonna be honest. We're gonna talk about Donald Trump and you know him saying about the Mexicans and things like that. Mr. Donald Trump, I respect a lot of people don't respect you. I respect your hustle and how you're trying to like be the realness. You know what I'm saying? I understand that. And but at the same time too is good luck. You know, because I know you are. He is in the lead in the polls now. You know what I'm saying? He's leading on the Republican side. See, why people everybody joking and clowning him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just in the politics, but you know Hillary over there on that side too, bro. So, you know, yeah, man. It's that's my personal opinion on all this right now. Is I'm gonna let the higher power decide what's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? Because in the end, there's no man. I'm gonna do it like that because at the end, man has no control really. At the end, but. We're not going to even go that route because that's another topic I don't even want to get to, bro. So, yeah. But other than that, man, got man JT Money, the legendary JT Money on the phone right now, man. Like I said, once again, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. And we just like to welcome JT Money, man. What's up, man? What's going down, brother?
What's going on, brother? Thank you for having me, man. What's up, world? What's up, world? I'm just grinding, you know, working on this PGP, you know. Well, not working. I'm waiting on the release, you know, September 18th. And I just came to share, you know, and holler at my brothers, you know.
That's what's up. Now I'm going to talk about the joint, man. I'm telling you, I had to call. Listen, y'all, I had to call him, man, and be like, yo, them joints is fire. I get paid and grown folks. And I know, you know, you – have the DJs, you know, review the tracks and tell us your opinion, you know. But I be honest with you, I know you got to push one, and I know we talked about the grown folks, but whatever you do it back to back, like a Drake man, do it back to back, hit them back to back. So talk about those two, man. Those two different concepts, man, because there's two different concepts on I Get Paid and Grown Folks, man. So talk about that for a minute.
Well, the I Get Paid, I feel more like that's like the old school funk vibe, you know, ride out music, you know, they probably can bang it in the strip club. It's that old school, you know, pimping on wax JT Money, you know, which is featuring Sean G from Phil Mob and, you know, one of my new proteges, OG, you know, that gave, and I'm a singing debut. If you notice, that's me in the hook. But anyway, that's the song. That's a lot of cats in the street. Oh, you see what you want to hit the R&B? You want to hit the R&B? Hey, I'll be joking. I'll be like, I'll be like, before I end this, I'm gonna do an R&B album and a comedy album because I got a lot of funny stories to tell them one day. But I'm just joking though.
But,
you know, me when it comes to a record, I do whatever it takes to finish it. You know, like if we ain't got them people enough. I'm going to get in that booth and I'm going to try to make them notes. That's just me.
That's how you do it.
I'm going to flow and I'm going to finish the record. I'm going to bring it home. I get paid. I figured out it'd be more of the street vibe, but that grown folks, that's the one I'm going to run with. And just so you know,
sir.
More DJs hit back and say, no, grown folks is it, which kind of surprised me because I'm not thugging, pimping, killing, or nothing on this record. It's just a real party record. It's real good, Make the kids and the grandparents get on the floor. You know, it's that.
That's what's up.
So I'm like, I'm running with that. So now when I go for some national ad campaign or something, they ain't got no reason to fight me. It's not one cuss word in it, but the whole record moves you. And I'm not finna go against the grain. I like it. I like it. I liked it personally when I did it. But, you know, I got these homeboys around me. They still ratchet. Like me, I'm grown.
Right.
They be like, Jay, we want you to go back to that old Jay. And I'm like, no way. You know, y'all, if you still like my old stuff, go back and support it. I still get my piece
go
up.
Get it.
You know?
Go purchase it. Yeah, go buy that.
Don't make me transgress backslide. Don't send me back there. You know, I like where I'm at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you like that. He's a king status, sir. I mean, he's already a king, but he's elevated. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, bro.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So,
yeah.
Grown folks is where it's at.
Yeah, man, grown folks is definitely where it's at. And I'm just to tell the listeners real quick, I will be showcasing that tomorrow. I was supposed to do it this earlier today. I had some technical difficulties on Virtual DJ Radio, but tomorrow we'll be DJing. Just look for my tweet tonight so we can showcase both of those to you, because I've been riding in my car already. So I'm just letting y'all know I got the first inclusive. So I'm just saying, you know, and I got JT Money before he started going hard with the tour and everything, bro. So I'm just saying.
That's right.
But it is what it is, man. But definitely on a humble note, man. So let me ask you this too, like, okay, because I know you like to switch up your styles and things like that. With the current artists that's out right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I definitely mess with all these people. I network with them, you know what I'm saying? Brothers to the heart, whatever. But like let's see. For instance, let's do this, man. The Drake and the Meek Mills, is that not a beef, or what is people say that's not beef? That's not a beef. What is your opinion on that, man?
I guess it's rap beef, and I think it's all over, as I call whole stuff, you know, those problems. But, you know, it's foolishness to me. Like, Kay used to ask me, well, when it first started, I was doing it, like, well, Jay, what you think about it? And I'm like, well, I'm not thinking about it. I'm just watching the movie.
Right.
I'm watching the movie. You know, I hope it don't get crazy, you know, because all it's going to do is make the rest of us look bad again. We done did that. See, we did that a long time ago and halfway messed up the industry. I don't even want that no more, you know, because this, you know, the game, you know, I really think the game is a gift and a blessing for us. You know, we create jobs, we create new entrepreneurs, you know, whether it's the rapper, the DJ, the dancer, the booking agent, the, you know, it's different revenues of money. So we don't want to mess that up, you know, because them people looking for anything to take it back from us. They tried to buy us all out, but, you know, this is my thinking today. You know, I'm not that same 17-year-old dude. And that's what I'm trying to show my brother now. You know, you run it as a business, you know, but with that beef thing, you know, I think the momentum dying down. I ain't hearing so much more about it. Last I heard, they had a scuffle in the club one day or something. But I'm like, it's foolishness to me. But, you know, you don't know. I don't know how deep it go. I don't know how deep it goes. So I really can't.
Right. Because, you know, because what the thing about that is, too, like, you know, even like the back in the day, it was more so on, hey, I got you on this one. All right, you got me on that one. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, unfortunately, Tupac, you know, you know what I'm saying? He had to do that, but that I think that was some other shit. But I can't even, I just cut them on the radio station, but I believe that out.
Right.
But I think it was some other stuff with that, but I don't even want to get into that. But you know, I like good music, brother, and I'm glad you're one of the people that's still doing good music and you use your own style, still staying original. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to say on that. You know what I mean?
If they were smart, they would do like the Jamaicans do when they do the sound clash. And they have, you know what I'm saying, Beanie Man and whatever, Top Shot, you know what I'm talking about.
They
got a
glass.
Don King that thing and make some money with it. Well, let's promote the fight. In this corner you got. But, you know, it's a performance, you know what I'm saying? Let's make some money, you know. But, I don't know. They ain't thinking that way. They, you know, I guess they got to grow in there.
Do you think they don't listen to the veterans, or they try to, you know what I'm saying, out like, you know what I'm saying, like, do you ever think that's there? Like, I know, because I know it's a, I know. It's a friendly battle. Who's trying to be at the top or whatever? You know, whatever. You know, so whatever it is, your work.
Right.
I understand that part. But do you ever think it's like a more so of a industry inside battle? Like, yeah, I got you on that one. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, all right, cool, I got you on that one. Man, let's go get something to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go get something to eat. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
I think that's what Burger King and McDonald's do, or Pepsi and Coke do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, why we can't do that?
Right.
You know, because really, it's really over nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It ain't,
right.
But it ain't, you know, going to further nobody's career. I mean, it can end you, though. It definitely can end you.
Yeah.
So if that's your mission, then I don't know. You know, but me, you know, I'm focused on doing my thing, putting out some good music, and I just want to reach my fans and enjoy this life I'm living.
Right. Okay, well, let's do it like this. Let's flip it up. Let's get off of that. Let's throw that in the trash, but we're going to throw that away right there. Because that's a whole different vibe, bro. Let's go back to what can the people re-expect when they come to a JT Money show? You know, because I want to go to a live one. You know what I'm saying? I see you lying, Christian. I want to go to a live one, man. What can we expect at the JT Money show? What can we expect?
Definitely it's going to be fun and hype and energetic. See, like me, I'm one of them dudes who still believe in putting on shows where you drop the record, you spin it back, you drop a bomb.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You drop that and rock that acapella, get a DJ a break, you know, like versus just a song walking back and forth. You know, I don't really love that. But, you know, I guess that's the thing. But me, I'm from that era where, like, the shows, you know, cats actually sold records based on how their shows was. Right now, you know, we got all this this machine behind them, so they'd be stars before they even walk out on the stage. You know, they ain't had to prove nothing.
Yeah.
Just have a good studio engineer and you can pull it off. But, you know. I'm still about rehearsing, getting that show together, you know, and every night it's something different. Well, tonight we're going to come out like this, and we're going to do it like that. When you hear that, you drop it.
Yeah.
You know, because the people are like, oh, you know, I love that effect. Yeah. You're going to get
that's
a lot of that with me.
Yeah, that's that live effect, and me, you know.
Right.
Me, that's just like you at a football game, man, that intensity, bro, you know what I'm saying, that live performance. Doing that, man, bro, that's one of the best. That, to me, that and having live instruments, bro, right there.
Yeah, live show,
man. That, woo, man. That's
it's
so dope,
about
man.
Live
that's
instruments,
dope.
Though. There's no way around it.
Yeah, man.
That's what moves the crowd.
Yeah. So, okay, so you already said that about that. You already said that about that. So, okay, let me ask you this, though. I have to, you know, my mom calls me devil's advocate, so I have to ask you this question. What's one of your pet peeves, man, that you can't stand that, when somebody or artist trying to work with you, or you know they wanna try to you know be under your wing, what's one of your pet peeves that people should look out for, you know when they dealing with you, even if it's trying to get a feature by you, what protocol do you go by?
Well, protocol I do go for quality, but I don't like when people don't listen or consider, because you know we all got opinions, everybody got an opinion, but me I'm willing to try something to see, because you might can't see it when I'm telling you, but I'm like, go in there and try this, do that. But my main pet peeve is when I do a feature with somebody, especially these dudes who are trying to get on, they trying to, you know, do the feature just to reach my fans. And, you know, I do it because I don't mind. But when they don't get behind the record, it's like you pay for the feature, but now you got to go out there and service the DJs. You got to go work the record.
Yep.
I guess they think because they got me on it, it's supposed to blow them up overnight.
Yep.
But I'm like, bruh.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's more to it. You got to work this record.
Especially
when it's a good one, though. Oh, that makes me mad when it's a good one. I'm like, give me that record then. Let me have it, and I'll feature you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's one of my pet peeves right there. You know, anything else I can get around.
See, y'all, I'm telling y'all, we keep on dropping these jewels, man. I don't know. I'm going to have to try. I got to start charging y'all, man.
A collection plate.
Nah.
Just a donation plate. A collection
plate.
Okay,
there we go, right there. Boom. Right there, that collection plate. We taking the church. Fund like,
me.
Look, JP, I'll get my 10% to my church back home, but I will. I'll do
it. That's right. Hey, look, you know, you're on Facebook, they got a dollar sign now where people can start.
Yo. You can do it.
Hey, how about it?
JP, we got to roll over here. I'm not messing with you, man. I'm not fooling with you, brother. I'm not fooling with you, man. I definitely got to roll. Got me rolling over here, but that's key money, man. Yeah, Eli, you still got roll over here, man. Nothing Nice Radio, man. Legendary JT Money, comedian, you know what I'm saying, slash artist, slash DJ, slash performer, slash Mr. International. You know what I'm saying? If you listen to him, you might get some knowledge, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nice, man. Nothing Nice Radio, JT Money, man. All right, man. At this time, man, I'm going to have you go ahead and promote anything that you want to. You know what I'm saying? I know you got your singles and everything, right. How people can get in contact with you and everything like that. And if there's anything that you want to say, feel free at this time.
Okay, right now, for those who not follow me, you can follow me on Instagram. That's Instagram, JT Money, 211 J Baby. All one word. Facebook, official JT Money. If you want to see new videos, I got a YouTube page set up with all my work on it. And it's JT Money Videos, all one word. And Twitter, follow me on Twitter, JT Money, MIATL. And I'm right there. And whenever you send a message, that's me you're talking to. Not just some random dude running my page. You know, that's me. Directly to my phone.
You don't have a random guy taking your joint? Like, no, I don't want to answer that. How much is that feature?
Every time I ever did that, you know, I miss out on business, you know.
So, oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah. Hey, and then, you know, if they get mad one day or get in trouble, they got all my stuff over there. Ran with it. I was like, nah, I'm going to run this business. I'm going to do like Oprah and sign my own checks, man.
There you go. Hey, look, no, I got to ask you, man. Have you seen that video with what man that be like, hell to the no, to the no,
yeah.
No, no.
My engineer actually mixed that record. Mixed that record.
Yo, yes. That man got a million hits, man. He got a million.
That's what made it million. Funny to me. Listen, yeah. Some cat was, when it first came out, they said, Jay, check this out. And I'm starting to laugh because I heard it in the studio a week before that. And I'm like,
wow.
He's like, yeah, I just got through mixing it. This man is actually down here in Clearwater where my guy at, and he was in the studio a week before that. And that sucker, as soon as he took it out of the studio and went, that sucker went viral. That man gone.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
But
it's funny, though, because they be breaking it down. They be breaking it down to stuff, man.
Right.
With Sharkeesha, they had Sharkeesha on it with, hell to the no. But it was crazy. But I'm going to let you go, man. It is what it is. And go ahead and finish, man. If you have anything else, man, you want to promote, man, so I can get you out of here, man.
I want to remind the people, September 18th, anywhere you buy music, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, I don't care if it's at your FYE, Best Buy, the record will be there. JT Money, PGP. I call it PGP so I don't offend nobody, but it's really Rapping Gangsta Party, because that's what you're going to get on the album, and with a little inspiration and motivation. But it's PGP, and it drops September 18th. Lock the date in, September 18th. And I appreciate you, players, man.
All right, that's what's up. Appreciate the time, man. JT Money, once again, man. And when you do them videos, man, don't forget to call a brother so we can be in those videos. You feel me? So, you know, we're happily trusting you.
That is what it is.
But it is what it is, man. We want to shout out JT Money. Shout out to everybody that's been tuning in right now. Nothing Nice Radio, man. Appreciate it with the exclusives. The veteran, you know what I'm saying, the game over here, kicking that knowledge, man. Make sure you check that joint out, man. Make sure you follow him straight up. Do what you got to do. You already know what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice. MP3 Wax, shout out. I see you. Logo Lens, Good Times. Big Al, Team Nothing Nice. Everybody, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Keep grinding. Stay committed. Stay consistent. And have communication in anything and everything that you do, man. And we're going to be out like this, man. Peace.
Peace.